ധ്യായാമൂന്ദവളാവഗുണ്ടനവതീം തേജോമയീം നൈഷ്ടിക്കീം സ്നിഗ്ധാപാംഗവിലോകിനീം ഭഗവതീം മന്ദസ്മിതശ്രീമുഖീം വാത്സല്യാമൃതവർഷിണീം സുമധുരം സങ്കീർത്തനാലാപിനീം ശ്യാമാംഗിമദസിക്തസൂക്തിം അമൃതാനന്ദാത്മികാമീശ്വരീം. Since we have had a little bit of gap or breakage with respect to Bhakti Sutras, so let's see what we saw till now in the fifth chapter. So in the fifth chapter, Narada started by telling that Bhakta Ekantino Mukhyaha. So Ekantinaha Bhaktaha, Ekantinaha Bhaktaha Mukhyaha. People are mukhya bhaktas, true devotees are those who are one-pointed, who have one-pointed focus on Ishvara. Such bhaktas are filled with Ishvara. So wherever such bhaktas are there, such bhaktas give happiness around them. They don't have any differentiation. Nastiteshu jati vidya rupakula dhana kriya adi bedha. So if we ask, like, why all those Vedas are not there? Why difference is not there? So Narada himself said, Tanmayaha. They are filled with Ishvara. They are always thinking about Ishvara. So Narada says in the next sutra, Yatas Tadiyaha. Yataha Tadiyaha. Tadiyaha means their very nature is Ishvara. So Yataha, because they are of the nature of Ishvara. They are one with Ishvara. Ishvara cannot differentiate. Oh, Ishvara can differentiate. How can Ishvara differentiate? Ishvara creates everything. Paramatma, Dvayananda, Purna, Purvam, Somaya, Swayameva Jagat Bhutva, Pravisha Jiva Rupataha. So Ishvara creates this entire world and then he enters this world as Jiva, in the form of Jiva. So that means everything is Ishvara. If everything is Ishvara, how can Ishvara differentiate between himself? He cannot. And even if we don't accept that view, Ishvara's creation, that which is created by a person, like if a person creates three things, three objects, how can he differentiate between three? He cannot. He'll consider all the three as one and the same. He'll not be able to differentiate at all. So that is what Narada says here. Differentiation is impossible for such an Ishvara. And we have the scriptural statements. Samoham sarva bhuteshu name dveshyosti napriyaha. Ye bhajanti tumam bhaktya maiteshu te chapyaham. So, whoever, samoham sarva bhuteshu, I see all the beings as one. Name dveshyosti napriyaha. There is no dvesham. Or liking or disliking, but those who remember me, they are one with me. So that's the difference, that's only difference. So, and also, like, if we consider the dream analogy, this becomes very clear. In dream, we see that in dream world, the dreamer cannot differentiate between anything. Differentiation is impossible for the dreamer. Differentiation is impossible for the dreamer. Why? Because he is everything. If he is everything, how can he differentiate? He cannot differentiate between himself. Everything is him. If everything is the dreamer himself, there cannot be any differentiation. Similarly, this world that we see, this entire world is filled in and out with Ishvara, and that Ishvara is, or these bhaktas are those one with Ishvara. They are, their very nature is Ishvara. They are Ishvara. There is no difference between them and Ishvara. They are like true bhaktas, they are jnanis. Jnanis are one with me, as Krishna says. So such oneness, wherever there is that oneness, there cannot be any differentiation, and therefore there is no difference at all. And since there is no difference, such bhaktas are able to give bliss to the entire world. So such bhaktas, they are ever focused on Ishvara. So they don't see any bhedam. So wherever bhedam is there, so we see in the Shastras, in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad giving that dvitiya dvai bhayam bhavati. So wherever there is dvitiyam, wherever there is duality or dual vision, that is where fear starts. And out of fear is the basis for all sorrow. So sorrow is because we want to get rid of fear. The fear that one will die. So that is why we want to get or overcome death. And all the activities or everything that we do in this world is with respect to that, is in order to get rid of fear. And that fear, as much as we may try, we may try all the means in the world to get rid of fear, but we will not be able to. And so for Parikshit, everything, he was protected by a lot of people, and still Takshaka came and beat him. That has to happen. So the great people like Alexander and others have tried to overcome death. But can anybody do? Overcoming death is impossible. A person who has taken birth has to die as well. So the body which has taken birth will die. It has to die. There is no other alternative. There is no other way out. But a bhakta, so bhaktas can overcome death. So how can bhaktas overcome death? Bhaktas become one with Ishvara. Who is Ishvara? Unborn ajopisan avyayatma bhutanam ishvaropisan prakritim swam adishtaya sambhavami atma maya. So ajopisan avyayatma, I am ajopi. Though I am without any birth, avyayatma, without any change as well, bhutanam ishvaropisan prakritim swam adishtaya sambhavami atma maya. Due to my own maya, I become many. So here itself, like creation is just an illusion. So everything is one Ishvara. So a bhakta who becomes merged into that Ishvara, who is Ajaha, that Ishvara, then there is no birth. So if there is no birth, there is no death. If there is no death, there is no fear. There is no fear, there is only Anandam everywhere. So here itself we can see that if all the bhaktas like Markandeya or Narada, and many other bhaktas like Ambariksha and others, they all had this knowledge that Ishvara alone exists. Tatrapina mahatmya jnana vismriti apavadaha. Narada himself says, there is no scope for forgetting the very nature of Ishvara. So many people think that without jnanam a person can realize, because jnanam and bhakti are different. Jnanam and bhakti are not at all different. Krishna says, chaturvidha bhajante mam jana sukritino arjuna. There are four types of bhaktas, O Arjuna. Artho, jijnyasur, arthaarthi, arthaha, a person who wants to get rid of sorrow. Jijnyasu, a person who wants jnanam. Arthaarthi, a person who wants wealth or possessions. And jnani. Tesham, jnani, nitya yukta, eka bhaktir vishishyate. Priyohi jnanino atyartam sacha mama priyaha, or sacha me priyaha, yes. So, of all these bhaktas, jnani is the greatest. Jnani is the greatest because he is one with me. I am one with him. He doesn't have any differentiation. There is no bhedam. So, whatever bhedam teshu na jati, nasti teshu jati vidya, Rupa Kula Dhana Kriyadi Bhedaha. There is no Bhedam. How can a person go beyond Bhedam? Jnanam. So Jnanam, that there is only Ishvara here. So then what about the duality, the many that we see? Oh, that is just Nama Rupam. It is just a name and form. It is Ishvara. Yachya Kinchit Jagat Sarvam Drishyate Shruyate Piva Antar Bahishchatat Sarvam Vyapyan Narayanasthitaha. So whatever we see here, the objects of the world, moving, immoving, changing, unchanging, all objects, whatever is there in this world, all those are pervaded in and out by Ishvara Aishavasimidam Sarvam Yatkincha Jagatyam Jagat Tena Tektena Bunjitaha Magradaha Kasyaswil Dhanam. So, Ishvara pervades everything. Whatever is there, moving and moving, everything is Ishavasim. Ishvara pervades it. So, even as various gold ornaments are gold alone, even as the dream world, which has a lot of creations, many people, lot of creations, sorry, plurality, not plurality, duality is there. There are a lot of differences, many, many entities are there. But all those are one dreamer. Everything is just in a name and form of the dreamer. So in the same way, this world that we see is also like that. It is just Nama Rupam in Ishvara. Whatever is there is Ishvara and Ishvara alone. And a true bhakta who becomes one with Ishvara sees everything as himself. So why was Krishna able to even try to negotiate with the Kauravas? Why was Krishna able to help everyone who asked for his help? Even when before the Mahabharata Yuddham, Arjuna and Duryodhana go for Krishna's help. Krishna could have said, "Oh Duryodhana, I came to you as a Duta, and then at that time, like you told your Bharatas to present me, like, or hold me, put me in jail. Why should I help you? I will not help you out. And you are doing adharma, I will not help you out." Krishna doesn't say that. Krishna offers his help to both of them. Krishna helps both of them. So that means for Ishvara, like Ishvara's creation is Ishvara himself. So he cannot but help everyone. So help will be there. So such bhaktas, true bhaktas, how can we identify true bhaktas in the world? True bhaktas will always be helping out people. Whether a person needs it or not, there will always be help from such bhakta. And even when such help is there, so today we see many people helping others. Many organizations, Green Friends, this organization, that organization, and people are helping out others. So that is not help. So all those social service started, or it was one great woman, Mother Teresa, great human being. She is the one who started all those. But did Mother Teresa preach about it? Did Mother Teresa say that I am doing help? No. She let her actions do the talking. She used to help everyone. She didn't say that I am helping and all. So today we have organizations asking, okay, please help. You can also help. I can also help. And all those are there. That is what is happening today. So this is not like that. This is not such a help. Here, a true bhakta, while helping itself, a true bhakta always has the attitude. With respect to action, the true bhakta has the attitude of surrender to Ishvara. A true bhakta knows that I am just an instrument in Ishvara's hand. So yes, in essence I am Ishvara, but all actions are performed by Ishvara. I am just a tool. I am just a tool in letting things happen. And the moment a bhakta thinks that I am doing something there itself, bhakti vanishes, jnanam also vanishes, because whom to help, what to help is an illusion. How can there be ignorance in when there is knowledge about illusion? Are we proud? I meant arrogance, not ignorance. So arrogance or ego sense. There cannot be any ego sense in an illusion. Nobody wakes up in the morning and says proudly, "Oh, I killed 10 people. Where? In my dream. I was a billionaire. You know, like I became the next US president." So all those, nobody will say that. Nobody will be proud about it. There is no pride. There is no arrogance. There is no ego in an illusion. So the moment a person thinks that I am doing something, I am great, that itself it is the ego. And immediately jnanam vanishes, bhakti vanishes, bhedam creeps in. And wherever bhedam is there, Mrityo samrityam gacchati yaiha nana iva pashyati. Who sees duality as existing, or as being there, such a person goes from death to death. So bhedam or duality, dual vision creates more and more birth because it creates vasana. And as long as vasana is there, a person has to take birth. A person is bound by vasana to take birth again and again until vasanas are completely removed through abheda darshanam. So abhedam is required, abhedam, which Krishna calls as samatvam yoga uchyate. So bhedam can only be removed completely by samadarshanam, vision of oneness. How can a person see oneness everywhere? A person can see oneness everywhere only when such a person remembers that everything is just one, Ishvara Dvitiya Satyam. A bhakta will always have that. So a bhakta internally knows that everything is one Ishvara, and externally while doing action, such a bhakta remembers that this is just an offering to Ishvara. Yat karoshi yad ashnasi yad juhoshi dadasi yat tapasyasi kaunteya tat kurushva madarpanam. As Krishna says, whatever you do, do it as an offering unto me. So everything is done as an offering, Ishvara arpitam naichaya kritam. As an offering to Ishvara without any fruit, craving for any fruit, because there is only Ishvara. If there is only Ishvara, how can there be any craving for fruit? How can be there any phala iccha? There cannot be any phala iccha. There cannot be any trishna. There is no kamam. Everything will immediately vanish because everything is one Ishvara. Then how can there be any desire? Kamam can desire is apta kamasya kaspriha. A person who knows that everything is one Ishvara has known the ultimate truth. Even if it is not a if it is not a matter of experience, even if a person has got paroksha jnanam, still how can a person crave for anything after paroksha jnanam? After a strong conviction in the intellect that there is only Ishvara present here, how can there be any desires? There cannot be any desire. What to desire? Whom to desire? There is only one Ishvara. And even if like something has to be desired, what is this world? This world is an illusion. Yehi samsparshaja bhoga dukkha yone evate adyantavanta kaunteya nateshwaramate buddha. So these objects, the objects are sensual pleasures, pleasure that we get from sense objects. Sense objects themselves have a beginning and an end. So the pleasure that a person achieves from these sense objects also have a beginning and end. So in such a case, like when that is the case, how can a wise person who knows this go behind sensual pleasures? Person cannot go behind such sensual pleasures. It is like falling into a trap, knowing that it is a trap. No wise person will do that. No wise person can do that. So that means like the knowledge that everything is one Ishvara is enough to stop all kamam. There will be no kamam pending. There will be no desires. There will be no phala iccha. Yes, vasana. Getting rid of vasana will take many, many years or many, many births. So vasana will be there. But all those vasanas also will be offered to Ishvara. Oh, vasanas. I should really offer good things to Ishvara, not bad things. Narada himself has said, Tadarpita kila achara hasan kama krodha adhikam tasminneva karaniyam. So, kamam krodham, many asuras that we see, they realized Ishvara by anger, hatred towards Ishvara. So, anything directed towards Ishvara, Ishvara is a fire. So, anything directed to fire, it will make it ashes. It will burn it completely. So, it doesn't matter whether it is something which is a good attitude towards fire or bad attitude towards fire. Whether we praise fire or curse fire, if we go near fire, we'll get burnt. We'll get burned completely into ashes. So the same way, even it doesn't matter whether it is a hatred or something. So vasana is also offered to Ishvara. So when a sadhaka offers everything to Ishvara, then tanmayaha, everything becomes filled with Ishvara. The mind is filled with Ishvara. Chinta, like every chinta, everything is only Ishvara. Yadunnu kanmadadu narayana pradimagal. Yadunnu kelpadadu narayana ശ്രുതികൾ യാതൊന്നും ചെയ്യുപതത് നാരായണ അർച്ചനകൾ യാതൊന്നതാകിലത് നാരായണായ നമ. വട്ടെവർ ഈസ് ദർ ഹിയർ വട്ടെവർ ഈസ് സീൻ വട്ടെവർ ഈസ് ദർ ഈസ് ഈശ്വര ഓൺലി നാരായണ ലോൺ വട്ടെവർ ഈസ് സീൻ ഈസ് ഈശ്വര പ്രതിമ ഈസ് എ ഫോം ഓഫ് ഈശ്വര വട്ടെവർ ഈസ് ഹേർഡ് ഈസ് ഈശ്വരാസ് പ്രൈസ് ഈവൻ ഇഫ് ഇറ്റ് ഈസ് സം ബാഡ് വേർഡ്സ് ഇറ്റ് സ്റ്റിൽ ഈശ്വരാസ് പ്രൈസ് എവറിഥിങ് ഈസ് ഓൺലി ഈശ്വര ദർ ഇസ് നോ ബാഡ് ആൻഡ് ഗുഡ് എവറിഥിങ് ഈസ് ക്രിയേറ്റഡ് ബൈ ഈശ്വര എവറിഥിങ് ഹാസ് ടു ബി ഈശ്വര ദർ ഇസ് നോ ബാഡ് ആൻഡ് ഗുഡ് ബാഡ് ആൻഡ് ഗുഡ് ഈസ് റിലേറ്റീവ് ultimately everything is one ishwara so there is no bad and good everything is only one ishwara whatever actions are done is archana ishwara archana karacharana kritam va kayajam karmajam va shravana nayanajam va manasam va aparadam va vihitam avihitam va sarvam etat o ishwara the actions that I have done through my words deeds or mental with my body everything all those good bad everything like please take on to you please get rid of the bad things in me purify me so that is Ishwara like we know the story of gopis went to Ishwara with all kinds of desires and Ishwara purified them so That is what kayena vacha manasendriyerva buddhyatmana va prakriti svabhavat karomi adyat sakalam parasmai narayanayeti samarpayami so kayena vacha manasendriyerva everything through the mind body intellect words everything through everything I'm just offering everything to ishwara everything is an offering to ishwara everything is ishwara everything is ishwara mayam so when this attitude that everything is ishwara so in everything a person includes ishwara advitiya satyam ishwara is pervading everything so when that ishwara is included in everything then there is no dukkham at all there is no bhedam when bhedam vanishes if there is no bhedam then there is no dukkham at all so bhedam causes like and dislike when we see two different things why we either like it or we hate it in this like and dislike in turn we get attached and averted kama krodho vichayate krodha bhavati sammohah krodha leads to sammoham delusion sammohat prativibhrama loss of memory smriti bhramshat buddhinashah intellect vanishes buddhinashat pranashyati a person completely gets destroyed So a person perishes due to attachment and aversion, due to likes and dislikes, due to bhedam, bheda darshanam. So dual vision of duality is what causes a person to perish. Perishing here means just suffering. Perishing here means a person getting into many births and thereby having dukkham. So dukkhamayam. Today life is filled with dukkham. So dukkham of one or the other thing, like I didn't get a job, and people, as Amma always says, person who got a job, promotion, and a person who got promotion, marriage, a person, children. So there is all everywhere there is only dukkham. So that dukkham is because a person fails to apprehend the dvitiya satyam. So if a person is able to apprehend Ishwara, dvitiya satyam of Ishwara. Then there will be no dukkham. Dukkham will immediately vanish and life will become filled with anandam. And bhaktas, bhaktas who are always focused on Ishwara, whether they are eating, drinking, japo, jalpah, shilpam, that shloka we can remember, walking, everything is Ishwara. Whatever I am saying is Ishwara japa. Whatever, wherever I am walking, it is a pradakshinam of Ishwara. And whatever I am showing with my hands, symbols, signals and all, those are mudras. Whatever I am eating is arpanam to Ishwara. It is like offering something onto fire. Wherever I am sleeping, that is samadhi. So everything is Ishwara. Everything is bhaktas. Life is filled with Ishwara. And thereby there is no duality and such bhakta becomes one with Ishwara. And when a bhakta becomes one with Ishwara, there is no duality And there, since there is no duality, there is no dukkham, there is only anandam everywhere. May Amma bless us so that we may be able to become one with Ishvara, realize that we are one with Ishvara, so that our lives become filled with anandam. We'll continue in the next day. Namaskar.